Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining us. 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast-to-coast, 800-531-3815. As I promised you, Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, is our guest. He's the author of a number of books, including Masters of Networking, but also he's the president and the founder of Business Network International, the world's premier networking organization, because he is the world's guru on networking. Ivan, welcome back.
Thanks. It's always great to be on the show.
It's good to have you back, as always. Ivan, earlier in the hour, I reminded my audience of something that I wrote a long time ago in anticipation of this century. I said that there was going to be a new leverage model for entrepreneurs in the 21st century, and it was going to be made up of three. It was a three-leg stool, and one of the legs on that stool is technology, leveraging technology, and another leg on that stool was leveraging strategic alliances, finding people who have corresponding dovetailing resources that we can use and bringing those people in as partners on different projects. And the third leg is networking. And in the previous half hour, I talked about leveraging technology and I talked about leveraging strategic alliances, and I said, but when Ivan joins us, he's going to talk to us the whole half hour about the value of networking. I consider networking to be one of the most important things small business owners can do to leverage their dream.
Well, I certainly couldn't disagree with that. I think that if you want to build your business today, you've got to take into consideration networking and word-of-mouth marketing. We all plan our advertising, but very few of us plan our word-of-mouth marketing, and that's what you have to do if you want to leverage yourself today and be successful.
Well, to me, the fundamental, the default issue here is, are you building communities? Are you building communities and are you thinking about your relationships with other people in terms of communities? And the only way to build communities is through networking.
Sure. You can't build any kind of community relationship with other professionals unless you're getting out there and not being a cave dweller. We've talked about the cave dweller mentality in the past. And I think most small business owners are good at what they do, and they forget about going out and marketing, and they haven't been trained to really do that. I mean, we give people marketing degrees in business, and we don't teach them anything about networking or word-of-mouth marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, starting next fall, I'll be teaching networks and social capital at a university here in Southern California, and it'll be one of only three universities in the country that teach the subject.
Wow. And that's starting this fall?
Starting next fall, yeah, I'll be teaching at Cal Poly University Pomona.
Now, is there going to be anything virtual about that? Will anybody be able to pick that up online anyway?
No, afraid not. But
you need to work that out.
A core curriculum course.
It'll be
a primary university course, which is kind of unusual because most universities aren't teaching it.
Right, exactly. I know that you've written an article recently called Networking Like a Pro. How do we do that?
Well, what the article addresses, it was in entrepreneur.com, and I had, it was under the Ask the Expert section, and if any of your listeners have any questions they'd like to ask, that's a great place to go, Ask the Expert section of entrepreneur.com and send me a question about networking. One person there asked me a question about overcoming the obstacle of being what he called an incorrigible cave dweller, that he's always been the type of person that it hasn't been good at a mixer, and he thinks that's kind of held him back from achieving his potential in business. And so he asked what I would suggest. And basically what I suggested was I went back to a book that's probably two decades old, Dr. Adele Sheely. She wrote a book called Skills for Success. And in it she talks about the concept of acting like a host, not a guest. And it all comes from a pretty humorous story that she shares in the book, where she was at a cocktail party. You know, you have to understand she's a psychotherapist, and she's at this cocktail party, and she's observing people, and somebody walks up to her that she saw have a little disagreement in the corner with some woman, and he walks on up and he introduces himself a little nervously. And they strike up a conversation, and after they talk for a while, she says to him, may I ask, you know, what was it that motivated you to come on up and introduce yourself to me? And he points back to the corner with that other woman. He says, you see that woman over there in the corner? She said, yeah. He said, that's my wife. She said, for crying out loud, Harry, will you go meet somebody? You know, be personable. Look, there's a nice lady. Go introduce yourself to her and say hello. And he said, so I did. I came over and I introduced myself. And she said, are you always this nervous about introducing yourself? And he said, always. I'm petrified to introduce myself to strangers. And she said, surely there are some times when you're not. He said, no, I'm always really afraid. And she said, well, you ever throw a party? And he said, yeah. He said, well, what about your own party? What if somebody knocks on the front door, you open the door, and it's a total stranger?
Ivan, we're going to have to let that be a cliffhanger. Stand by. Hard break. Right back, folks. 20 till. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up at the show straight ahead, Nat Kiplinger is going to be with us. He's the president and the publisher of the Kiplinger Editors. All those publications that you've known about all these years, his grandfather started the company in 1923. They're in their 80th year. We're going to get Nat to tell us about what's going on out there in the world. His perspective on that is very, very valuable. Ken Lebo is going to join us, and he's the guy who helps you find all the incredible things to do online. Then after that, Rosalene Glickman is going to join us, and Rosalene is the lady who helps us optimize our thinking. And looking forward to that. Ivan might even know Rosalene. You know Rosalene, Ivan?
No, never met.
She's near you out there. She's not very far from you out there on the left coast. Cool lady. You'd like her.
There's only 17 million people in L.A.
I know, but she's the kind of lady that I would have thought you would know. In fact, I'll have to introduce you guys. Okay, Ivan, we had a cliffhanger. You were telling us about this guy who was just petrified to meet somebody, and his wife finally got him to go over and meet somebody. He was telling the lady why things were different at his parties.
Person he would talk to, of course, is a psychotherapist who starts analyzing it. Really bad luck. So she asked him, you know, surely there are some occasions when you're not afraid to introduce yourself to people. And he said, never. I'm always afraid to introduce myself to a total stranger. And she said, well, what if you threw your own party? You know, have you ever thrown parties at your house? He said, yeah, of course. She said, well, what if a total stranger knocked on the door, you opened the door, and there's a total stranger standing in front of you? Are you afraid to introduce yourself then? He said, well, no, not then. She said, well, why? He said, because it's my party. I'm not as nervous.
My house.
It's right. It's my house, my party. It's not that big a deal. She said, well, really, when you think about it, what's the difference? I mean, it's a total stranger. What difference is it if it's in your house or somebody else's house? He says, I don't know. I'm the host. And she said, you know, the truth is all you have to do is act like the host. Not the guest. You don't have to be the host.
Wherever you are.
That's right. You act like the host. Well, I thought that was really good, a good recommendation. But I know that still people feel nervous. You know, it's hard to act like the host when you're at somebody else's business event or something. And so my recommendation, which adds on to hers that I think makes this work, is most business organizations have some kind of position. Like in a chamber, they have an ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
And the ambassador's job is to make visitors feel welcome. And they have many other functions as well. But at the mixer, they're supposed to mix and mingle and make visitors to the chamber feel welcome and connect members together. Groups like BNI, which we've talked about BNI a lot, have what we call a visitor host. And they have a very similar function. And so one of the things I recommend is that if you're really petrified to introduce yourself to people, volunteer to be the ambassador.
But now, Ivan, if you're petrified, what's going to make you volunteer?
Well, here's the reason, because it just like this man, where he felt comfortable introducing himself to people if he were the host.
Right.
So if you are the host, you now feel comfortable to do that. You don't put yourself in a position of walking up to a total stranger and not being. I mean, sometimes they feel like it's not appropriate for me to just, I'm being pushy, and it's outside their comfort zone. However, if somebody walks through the doors and you're the ambassador of the chamber, it's very comfortable to say, hi, welcome to the chamber. It's great to have you here. My name's so-and-so. If you're looking for any particular business professionals, let me know. I'll be glad to put you in touch with them.
You know, Ivan, another thing I'd like to recommend that people think about, if they get frozen up, if they freeze up and they're petrified to engage people like that, and I understand it, because this is the first cousin of the biggest phobia, of the greatest phobia in the world, and that's public speaking.
Right.
Introducing yourself to somebody is the first cousin of that. Right.
You're absolutely right. And every survey I've ever seen, you know, shows public speaking up there higher than
it's higher than spiders and snakes and death and everything else.
That's right.
But here's what I'm getting at is I don't know anybody. I know plenty of people who fit that category. But here's what you usually find out about those people. They're usually pretty darn good listeners.
Yes.
They're usually pretty good at letting other people shine, at letting other people take the floor. So yeah. If you realize that first you have to say to yourself, you know what, I'm a business owner, I've got to get out there, I've got to accomplish this thing, I've got to slay this dragon somehow. So instead of saying to yourself, okay, I've got to figure out how to go beyond, say to yourself, you know what, I'm going to venture forth into the marketplace, and the first thing I'm going to do is let somebody else be on.
Right.
And so you walk up to them and say, "Hey, hi, I'm Jim, and you are. Thank you. You know, it was nice to meet you. What do you do?"
Right.
And immediately, within 8 seconds, you've gotten it completely over on there, and now you can be a good listener again. And then it gives you a chance to eat, to warm up, to sort of think a little bit about what you're going to say. And then when they say, "What do you do?" then what is there in the world that you know better than what you do?
Nothing. Yeah. A good networker has two ears and one mouth and uses them both proportionately.
Proportionally.
You know, you pay attention to what other people have to say. The problem is that with people who are incorrigible cave dwellers is that they just can't make that first step and introduce themselves.
They literally lock up, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And that's why I recommend that you volunteer to be the ambassador for a chamber or someone like the visitor host for a group like BNI, because then it's your job to do so, and you feel a little bit more comfortable. There's a reason for you to introduce yourself, not just to walk up and, you know, start promoting yourself, which is what makes people feel comfortable, because they're good at what they do, the business they're in, but they're not necessarily good marketers.
If you know somebody like that, you're in the chamber, you're at BNI, you're at a BNI meeting or something like that, is it mean to pull somebody over and say, and to pull somebody over to that petrified person and say, "This is John. He's in the dry cleaning business."
No, no,
and
no,
literally
no.
Thrust them into that?
I don't think it is. I think it's a great way for them to strike up a conversation together.
Throw them in the deep end.
Well, especially if I can see a connection. You know,
yeah.
Especially if there's something that someone says that would warrant me introducing them to that person. Yeah.
Yeah. Throw them in the deep end. They now swim. Tim Till, stay with us. Right back with our good friend Ivan Meisner. And his website, folks, is BNI.com. Business Network International, BNI.com. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com, and that's where you can find about my Brain Trust members, including Ivan Meisner, our guest this half hour, and archives and articles, and you can find out more about my book. You can find out how to subscribe to the newsletter. Lots more good stuff coming out. Ivan, tell us a little bit about BNI.
Well, BNI is a business and professional networking organization that allows only one person per profession to join one of our chapters. So we have one lawyer, one CPA, one banker, one chiropractor. They get together every week and pass each other referrals. We now have 2,700 chapters.
Chapters, not
yeah.
members, folks, chapters.
Yeah, that's about...
Something under a million members now, right?
Yeah, it's under a million. It's about 54,000 members. But last year we generated 2.5 million referrals that developed about $856 million worth of business for the members. Now, I think I mentioned this to you once before, that's the same as the gross domestic product for the country of Liechtenstein. Okay.
And those folks are not happy about this either, by the way, folks.
And now, that's a small country, I know, Jim, but it's still pretty cool that
that's way cool.
Develop the same amount of business as an actual country.
You got about 14 countries now?
Well, we're about to open our 14th. We have core groups operating in the Netherlands right now, and within the next 30 to 60 days, that chapter should kick off.
And we're still, you and I are still going to go down. You're going to let me hold your coat and park your car in Barbados.
In Barbados, yeah, I went there last summer.
I'm still waiting on that invitation. Ivan, what else do we need to know about being? By the way, folks, at BNI.com, I want to remind you this is important. I'd like for you to know about BNI because I really think that I just want you to know about them, whether you decide to join them or not. But if you go to BNI.com, you can find where the nearest group is to you and go and visit them. Can we do that? Can we just go drop by and visit them and see if it's something we'd like to join?
Absolutely. On BNI.com, just do go to the directory. You can find out where the local BNI director is.
Right.
And he or she can place you in a chapter to go visit and just see what it's all about.
You
can't actually even join over the Internet. You got to go visit a group,
but
you don't have to join to see what it's all about.
Check it out. Okay, let's talk about networking some more.
Yeah.
What's the next thing we need to do?
Well, in terms of not being a cave dweller, that's the first step is to really take a look at being a host, not a guest, at the events that you go to. But some of the other things that you need to do, it's real important to diversify the kinds of networks that you belong to participate in different kinds of groups. The last thing you want to do is just be in one organization or just be in the same kind of organization. I'll see people who join three or four chambers.
Right.
And they don't understand that you have to diversify. Just in the same way that you have to diversify your investments, you have to diversify the kinds of groups that you belong to.
Well, you don't want to be a member of a community, folks. You want to be a member of many communities.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And so it's important to diversify your networks, to be in different kinds of groups. And there are a number of things that you want to look at for the kinds of groups in the area. You want to see what kind of business people are in it. You want to join groups that have some real successful people. You want to join groups that have people that have been in those organizations for a long time that show some continuity with the organization over time. The third thing that you want to focus on is developing your contact spheres or groups of business professionals that have a symbiotic relationship with you, that are incompatible, non-competitive professions. Those are important things.
Mm-hmm.
Those are probably the three most important things to do to get out of the cave dweller mode.
Yeah, and you know, once that happens, folks, once people start referring you and they start, you start getting a little bit of buzz about you, people are out there saying, you know, good things about you, and it's going to get harder and harder to be a cave dweller.
It is. And there, you know, some of the things that you can do to get past that is to really work towards being just the opposite, a gatekeeper, somebody that puts people together.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways that I recommend worked real well for me when I started out was putting out an email now or a letter. I used to send out a letter twice a year to all my clients. It basically said, I really believe in referrals and word-of-mouth marketing, and so part of the service that I offer as a business person is to refer other professionals in fields that may be of assistance to my clients. And so attached is a list of professions that I have some good contacts in, and if you're looking for any of these services, give me a call. Now, you'll notice I didn't put anyone's name down.
Right.
I just said
what you did was you just primed the pump a little bit. You planted a seed, didn't you?
Exactly. So that they would have to pick up the phone and call me and say, "Hey, I see you have a commercial printer down there. Who is it?" And that gave me the opportunity to actually give the referral. Oh, hey, I know the guy. I know him real well. Done business with him.
Ivan, I'm going to have to stop you because we're coming up on the end of the hour. Thank you for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
Ivan Meiser, ladies and gentlemen, BNI Business Network International. That's BNI.com. He'll be back another day. I got to go for now. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.